Walking around the Grande Halle de la Villette in Paris, I'm surrounded by bikes, electric scooters, and even a self-driving bus. Which makes sense since today is the first autonomy festival described as one of urban mobility. Right beside me is a test track where people can try out various means of transportation, ranging from an electric skateboard to a gyropod. Olivier Mignot, the marketing director of Ninebot, a French company, explains what he is showcasing on his stand.
Actually, this is a new transportation means, which is called in French gyropod. In English, it's PT for personal transporter. These are the children of the Segway PT, which were the inventor of such vehicles. So it's smart balanced, thanks to gyro stabilization. So if you land backyard or forward, you're going to move forward or backyard and being stabilized. The max speed is between 18 and 24 kilometers per hour.
Well, sadly, there's no time to try out one of these little machines, even though Mignot promises they are perfectly safe. I've got to hurry since I'm going to meet Ross Douglas, the creator of the Autonomy Festival. He tells me what this festival is all about.
So what you're seeing throughout the world now in cities is that policymakers are trying to remove the amount of cars in cities for two reasons. One is pollution, the other is congestion. And at the same time, innovators are coming up with new ways that you can move around a city. The problem is that there's never been an event that brought all of that technology and innovation together. So what Autonomy is a platform to bring policymakers, innovators and press and public together. Paris is a good place to do a fair about new mobility because it has a very big transport industry. The second is that you have a very strong political will from the government, Marie de Paris, to change mobility. And then the third is positioned in the middle of Europe. And what I believe is that Europe are the masters of urban mobility. They really understand cities. European cities are fantastic places to live and visit because they have such good mobility and such diverse mobility. If you look at a lot of American cities or cities in Asia or Africa, they're very car-centric cities and people spend most of the time in a car or then going to a shopping mall.
While some people may have been attracted by the idea of testing new urban vehicles, Autonomy also offers debates and conferences on the future of urban mobility. There's also big transport companies like SNCF and RATP and a mayor of Paris stand, which is showcasing its bike and car sharing solutions, as well as private startups presenting apps that can help people move around. Ross Douglas says cities, especially European ones, are perfect to implement new mobility ideas.
Cities are very important for mobility for the simple reason that is that they have a lot of people in them, with a very small amount of space to move. So space is incredibly valuable in cities. The big problem is that they use a very old-fashioned tool to move around cities, a motor car. So motor cars in cities spend 95% of their life parked on the street or in a parking bay. So if they're parked in the street, they're blocking very valuable space for moving. Why would you park a car on the street when you could use that space for another bike lane or another pavement? And you don't need to own a car to move around in the city.
Some argue that in the coming years, public transportation will have to offer everyone a different solution. And that would make sense as more and more people choose to, well, work from home or a cafe where with an internet connection you have access to a number of online services. Douglas explains how he thinks we'll be moving around in the French capital in 20 years from now.
What's going to happen very, very quickly is that people are going to start realizing that a motor car that can go at 200 kilometers an hour, that can go off-road, that has beautiful luxury, that weighs 2 tons, is not the right tool for moving around the city. And you're going to start getting very clever, purpose-built tools. You know, the way that the motor cars work is that you buy a motor car because you might use the off-road capability once a year when you go skiing maybe or something, and then you use it for the whole time. What's going to happen is there will be a diverse range of vehicles in cities that you'll use as and when your needs change. So, for example, you'll leave your house in the morning by foot because it's a nice day and suddenly it starts raining. You will tap your phone for a robo-taxi or something. You will then, you know, go shopping and you've got something heavy to take. You might be able to have access a cargo bike. What I would like to see in cities is a diverse range of mobility solutions. For example, these funny little micro-mobility electric things like Segways and solar wheels are very good at short-distance mobility, but they need a place to operate their own bike lane, in other words.
Public bike-sharing systems, such as the Parisian one, Vélib, are good examples of what to expect. You check an app, pick a bike, ride it, and then drop it off at another station. And some experts say we could imagine cities where autonomous cars and buses are requested by inhabitants when they want to move around. Speaking of getting around, I've decided to try out a new electric bike called Smooth. It's similar to the Vélib bikes of Paris and is also from a French company. It's a new prototype and all the bikes are electric. And they are actually quite easy to use. I'm getting around quite fast, actually. Alright, off the bike now to speak with Theo, who works for Smooth. He explains what this new bike share system offers.
Right now you're looking at our new prototype. So it's we're responsible for a bike share system, and we're like trying to present our new prototypes that are electric bikes. So it's a new solution for the future cities. And we have like the future bikes, it's that they're autonomous. They work on an autonomous system that doesn't need to communicate with a platform, but communicates only by solar panels.
Why would you make those bikes, which everybody uses now, electrical? Is it better?
Well, the first place is that after when you talk to different Parisians, you will rapidly notice that a lot of them don't want to use Vélib because on a daily basis, and you don't always want to arrive at work sweaty. Yeah. So this is the first part. The second benefit of having electric bikes, well, it's obvious, but there's a lot of hills sometimes in Paris when you have to go all through Montmartre.
Where is the battery? How does it work?
Okay, so we have the battery that's encrusted inside in the front of on the bike, and after we have a motor that's in the front wheel around the first wheel, the front wheel. So we have 50 kilometers of autonomy for each bike.
And when and where will I be able to use those bikes?
This is a prototype currently, but it fully works. The first ones are going to be in Moscow, I think.
You can use them, you can try it, you'll see they work. After, when they're going to be implemented in any city, that's another question we have to see, but like we hope we'll develop them in as much as we can.
And hopefully we'll have them in Paris.
Let's be honest, inside the exhibition space, the future of mobility looks wonderful. But outside, there's still one major issue, cars. Despite taking up much space and polluting cities, they remain quite popular. Ross Douglas says people will eventually realize they don't need to own a car.
The problem is that the real estate in cities has become so valuable that a motor car with a single person in it is taking up too much space. You know, it's not a political issue. It's effectively a practical issue. You can't actually fit everybody in their own motor car to move through a city. You just don't have the physical amount of space. And you can't afford to bash down buildings to build more roads, because that's not the answer. Cars have come to the end of their useful life as the major tool of mobility in cities. There's obviously tension between those who are car users and those who are not car users. And that will happen. But what we're seeing happen is that younger people do not want to own motor cars. And the big reason for that is that they don't get status from the ownership of a motor car like their parents did.
Well, it's time for me to leave La Villette by bus. Except this one is special. It's electric and autonomous, meaning it doesn't need a driver. From the outside, it looks like a futuristic pod on wheels. Sadly, it's not levitating. A Transdev representative explains that it can seat up to 10 people and go at speeds of 20 to 50 kilometers per hour. The system is actually already in operation in a park in Singapore and in Qatar. The bus is intended to be used for short distances only, for example, between a metro stop and an office. Today, however, it won't be going very far. We're just going around the building and stopping where we began. You know, one day maybe those will be used by thousands of Parisians every day. But in the meantime, we'll have to rely on another system, the good old Parisian metro. Fabien Genix Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.